Stock, this is Rick trading on Patricia LeBlanc Jedney. That is Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, LeBlanc, L-E-B-L-A-N-C, L as in Lancy, L-E-B-L-A-N-C, B as in boy, LeBlanc, Gedney, G-E-D-N-E-Y, Patricia LeBlanc Gedney, G as in George Gedney. Date of birth is 6/27/48. Date of visit 1/28/26. Please make a copy for Geraldo Melo. M-E-L-O, Geraldo, H-A-R-O-L-D-O, H-A-R-O-L-D-O, Geraldo Melo. Next paragraph, dear Geraldo, thank you for sending Patricia Gedney for evaluation. Gedney, G-E-D-N-E-Y. Next, history of present illness. This is a 77-year-old lady with a history of chronic cough, and a previous history of asthma, as well as pneumonia, as had a history of diabetes, as well as hypertension. The patient has been to an allergist, and also has been followed by ENT surgery. And uses a Flonase nasal inhaler as well as Montelukast orally. She recently had a chest x-ray. Oh, I'm sorry, she has had no recent chest x-ray, but the x-ray done in March of 24 had shown an area of pneumonia in the right mid lobe. The patient does have a history for weight gain, and denies any apnea or snoring. Oh, can you please change the sentence? History of weight gain. The patient has had weight gain, and denies history of apnea or snoring. Next paragraph. Past history. Past history includes history of cholecystectomy in 91, tonsillectomy in 1949, ectopic pregnancy in 1990. Bowel obstruction with the surgery in 2000, and history of pneumonia and recurrent bronchitis. Next, let's see, next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked 2 or 3 cigarettes per day for 12 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. She worked as a manager. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of colon cancer. Father died of old age. Age 97. Next, system reveals the patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no double vision, but has cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, or dysuria. She has hay fevers, asthma, wheezing, and cough, and shortness of breath. No abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or palpitations, but has leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety, no bruising. And she does have joint pains and muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Does have skin rash and itching. Next, med list. Included Lantus Solostar, insulin 83 units at HS, Humalog insulin 3 times a day per scale, Lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, Pravastatin 80 milligrams daily, Montelukast 10 milligrams daily, Zizol 5 milligrams daily, Ventolin HFA 2 puff TIDPRN, and Flonase nasal spray as needed. Next paragraph. Let's see. Physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly lady alert. No acute distress. No pallid sinusitis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128 over 70. Pulse 86, respiration's 18, temperature 97, to weight is 252, saturation 93. HUND anomalous pupils reactive nasal mucus injected, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the periphery. Lung fills are clear. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2. No murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial has a ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Number one is asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number two is history of diabetes mellitus. Number three, hypertension. And number four is exogenous obesity. Next plan, patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. CBC IgE level, total eosinophil count. And he was given a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. And a follow-up here approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Geraldo Melo, M-E-L-O, Geraldo. This is Doc D'Souza.